This is Decoder Datebook for March 21st. By the turn of the 20th century, recognizing the valuable social work women offered, civic groups and municipalities began considering them as police officers. Initially, they worked with delinquent women and to enhance community morality. In December 1912, Irma Irwin was hired as Fargo's first policewoman. Unfortunately, after 3 years of diligent work, Irwin resigned when she refused to work two jobs for the city, as a police officer and as a social worker. Outraged by her departure, Fargo's citizens, including women's clubs, judges, pastors, and attorneys, petitioned for a replacement. On this date in 1916, Alice Duffy became Fargo's new policewoman. Born in 1859, she had become a high school teacher and then principal. In 1913, she moved to Chicago to study social work. This led to a job at the Chicago Settlement House, an organization that provided support services for poor people. She also worked with the Legal Aid Society and the Juvenile Protective Association. Her next move took her to Michigan as the superintendent of the children's home in Bay City. But it wasn't long before Duffy was on the move again, taking the job in Fargo as a police officer. Duffy quickly became a well-respected and active member of the community. Her workload reflected the demanding nature of her position. In December of 1916 alone, she responded to 127 calls, held 411 consultations, conducted 561 personal interviews, and handled 83 juvenile cases. One of her jobs was to supervise all public dances to ensure moral conduct. In 1921, she testified in court that W.H. Milam and his partner were dancing the Shimmy Shake, which was considered objectionable conduct. Milam claimed he was dancing the Frisco or Tickle Toe, but apparently that defense failed. He was found guilty of shimmy shaking. Despite two attempts by the Fargo Commission and Police Department to remove her, public support, evidenced by thousands of signatures on petitions, kept Duffy in her role. She remained in her position until her passing in 1937 at the age of 75. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Trista Razor Sturza. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota.